What did the trawl apart that went bent up underneath and then stayed?
What are you thinking about?
Bill.
You're thinking about the buses, are you?
No, I'm thinking about the bottom part.
Them hoop skirts?
No, where the cloth was brought up back underneath and then stitched around.
Well, they'd call that hem, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
And then they had big ruffles there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's the difference in them days and nowadays. Your wife goes to town to buy a cloth to make her dress, how much?
Too much.
Well, I understand that, but how many yards?
She can buy that dress made cheaper than she can make it.
There you go. Well, them days, they wore them because they drug the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What they call old Mother Herbert's, they drug
mm-hmm.
the ground. And you didn't see the D's enough to hear, you know. If they got up that high, you was looking pretty high up on the leg.
Just all gather around and take a peek, yeah. Just watch her go up the steps.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's funny. Your skirts were way down low and everybody chewed tobacco. When the skirts went up, and people started smoking. Did your mother have anything she'd carry when she went downtown to put out shade from the sun?
Oh, once in a while she'd have a little umbrella. There's another thing that's funny. It's colder them days than it is now.
Yes, sir.
Crawling the wagon? With a bunch of kids, that go off to the night, you know, the Christmas tree and around. And they never wore a coat.
Mm-hmm.
A little old cape, hook it here, you know, and it's come down about there and just over their shoulders, and that's the coat they had.
When I was a kid, started to school, every 2 weeks we had a literary.
Yeah.
Dialogues and things. And we'd hit that buckboard, make no difference how cold it got, we went to that literary.
Yes, sir.
That's too bad we don't have those now. I guess it is. I don't know.
Yeah, we had more fun at that.
Now we got TV.
Yeah. We actually had more fun them days than we do now.
Yeah, and give and take.
Yeah.
Certainly learned a lot more. Did your mother put something on over her dress when she was going to cook?
So once in a while she'd put an apron over it. What they call a cook apron.
Mm-hmm. Yep, around the neck.
And then fastened around here with tie with a string behind there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I get, you know.
Yeah, but
now we can't lie because he's getting that, he's done filled up one too.
No, sir, I'm not gonna write this down now. I'm just as lazy as anybody else. That'd spoil my fun. What did you do if you lost a button and your mother couldn't sew it on right away?
Well, by George, you didn't pin it on, you done it out. But it wasn't long before mother put one on there.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it was with me.
The mothers had more time then they got
down. Yeah, that's right. There wasn't too many places to go.
My mother used to tell me about getting a hole in her stocking just before she went to school. My grandmother would get out the stove black. Paint the hole.
Yeah, the foot kept a slipping, the heel kept a rocking, said to dance with a gal with a hole in the stocking.
What were the parts of a man's suit then?
Oh, most of them had the coat and the pants and the vest,
mm-hmm.
but they don't vest much more.
Well, that's right. That went out.
Nearly all these old fellas that used to wear a vest is they went on the happy hunting ground.
Yeah. Gold watch or an elk's tooth.
Yeah. Now he's making fun of my watch chain.